It's Over the Hill to Mama's House.
Oh.
Program.
Oh.
Across the stream and into the woods. That's where the morning waves do look, isn't it?
Across the stream and through the Stradley.
Something, I don't know.
This is the Bob and Ray Show, another series of public service programs, and Monday through Friday from 1:35 to 2, from Saturdays from 1:31. Okay, good night.
Oh, golly, it's nice to be back in our own studio today, isn't it,
yeah.
Huh?
Hey,
let's
report.
See, what is this? Is the Bob and Ray Show, huh?
That's right, yeah.
That's right, huh?
Sure.
We got the commercials, have we?
We have no commercials on this program this afternoon.
Well, I better tear up my script then.
Tear up the imaginary commercials and put them in the imaginary folder.
That's right, take them down to the imaginary studio where we broadcast from.
Say, did you have a nice time out at Brookline Music and Service?
Oh, they told me there were thousands of people flocked out there to get their autographs.
And was Billy Green there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Billy, I hope you dressed up while you were out at Brookline Music, did you?
Good boy. And people beat a pathway to the Brookline Music Company, did they?
They beat a path on the top of their heads. But that's neither here nor there. And
we're
glad to be back in our own blue-gray studio.
Oh, it's nice. It's been redecorated since we've been gone, too. We might describe a bit of it for you, friends. The new plush carpet has been laid.
New enlarged quarters here for the Bob and Ray Show. And we have rugs that, honestly, you sink right up to your knees in them.
Oh, it's comfortable. These big leather upholstered chairs are a great improvement.
You'll notice that Ken Wilson has sunk up to his... Oh, no, I guess that's the taller view.
And we can think a lot better with the studio set up as it is. I'm sure you're going to appreciate the next 25 minutes.
We can clearly assimilate our thoughts.
Oh, we get our thoughts all together. One beeline.
You see what I mean?
Get them right in there and come up with some real bright things.
You just get right on that old path and stay right on it down at the end. Everlastingly so.
All the way down.
Well, I think it's time for us to review the day's news.
I believe so. Let's see what happened here. Golly.
Oh, that's a blank sheet of paper there.
It happens there.
Blank sheet of paper.
Here's one of last week's newspapers. That's no good.
Labyrinth up for rain.
Yes, it is. Huh? Ken, Bill have arranged a special treatment of Cincinnati dancing pig, I believe, for later today.
Oh, how thoughtful of them.
I hope they do.
I understand they're both going to sing, too.
Is that?
Mr. Wilson will furnish the squeal.
Is that going to be a new feature? We're going to have Ken and Bill in their songs.
I do wish you fellas would take your singing a little more seriously. I heard you singing at the Y here a week or so ago, and honestly, your voices fill the place.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I wish you'd spend a little more time, probably in your off hours, harmonizing, getting up a nice vocal team, and I'm sure that Bob and I can push you people in where you belong.
Oh, we'll book you somewhere. And, Bill, especially you, I wish you'd work on those high notes.
Hurry
They're
up,
not
Bob,
quite
Bob,
round
over
and
here
pear-shaped
with me, the
enough.
The waste paper basket's on fire.
All right, let's put it out, then.
How'd that ever happen?
There it is.
Somebody must have put a hot memo in there or something. I can't understand it.
We haven't had any memos all morning, have we? Something must be wrong.
We haven't had a
Somebody
memo
sick?
All day? Oh, I don't believe that, Bob.
No, we haven't. Nary a memo.
Have you checked your in-basket again?
Yes, I have, just before I went away.
Well, what do you know about that? No memos this morning? Well, that ruins my Monday.
Well, maybe tomorrow will be a happier and brighter day.
Well, who's pitching for the Yankees today?
Bill, how did you make out? Did you make any money back after losing on the Sox this year?
Did you bet on the Red Sox, Bill? Stand up, let everybody look
at you. I thought you were going to bet on the Yankees. You were trying to get bets here last week. What happened? Nobody would take them.
It serves you right. I can't stand a man who gambles.
Every year, Bill Green comes in with a sad face about 2 weeks after this series.
Every year, no matter who he takes. If he picks the Yankees, he'll come in fifth in the International League.
He has the worst luck of anybody I know. Now it's his washing machine, he told me before.
Oh, not that again.
The washing machine has froze.
It has froze?
Last year, it has froze. Now he's got to replace a plate.
Oh, never.
And
speaking of plates, Bob, how do
I've got to replace this one, too.
Well, what happened to your plate, Bill?
Well, he had a little water that was left in the washing machine last year at his summer place in Nantasket.
Has it been that cold or free?
No, last year this was. You mean you haven't used the washing machine all summer?
Naturally.
I thought those shirts looked a little tattletale gray.
That isn't a 1,000-mile, Bob. That's around the world in 4 years shirt he has there.
No, I don't know. Looks like Frank Buck, something Frank Buck might have worn.
He looks like something Frank Buck might have brought back and not alive.
Not alive, though.
Okay.
But anyway, we got to get Green's washing machine fixed. If anybody knows how, let us know. All right, so here she is, a smiling young lady who would like to make some money. Come on, stay right up here. Madam, will you meet Ray Golding, please?
Oh,
I suppose you wouldn't want to.
I'd rather meet you.
All right. Where are you from, Mother?
What?
I see. Where are you from, Mother?
I'm from Wrentham.
From Wrentham, huh? And you come here to make some money, huh? Every time we mention the title of the show, we got a thing. First of all, will you give us your... You wrote us a very interesting letter, and I wonder if you'd tell our radio audience just why you want to make some money. Thanks, well, Betty, over there at the organ. Here she is, lovely little old lady from Wrentham.
Well, I wrote a letter seeking to get on your program.
You wanted to get on the program,
so make
some money. Okay, now, tell us why. You must have reason for wanting to make some money.
Well, I
don't overdo it, Ken, will you please?
I like to earn some... make money.
Okay. Well, now, why? Are you trying to get money for some special
well,
thing?
Well, I want to get money so I can get a bridge for my husband.
You want to buy a bridge for your husband? What's the matter with your husband that he needs a bridge?
Well, it's across the river, and he's sick and tired of swimming.
Oh, I see. Well, that seems to be as good a reason as any for you to want to make some money.
Huh.
Well, okay, then. Let's see how... You want to pick a category up there?
I'll pick that category there. Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. All right. You've got to complete this proverb. It's a well-known proverb. I think you may have heard it before. It's raining like what outside?
Like the devil?
No. Of course, it isn't raining. We all know that. Remember the category you selected. You picked cats and dogs. Now, I can't help you very much with the question, but we would like to have you make some money. Now, see if you're... Wait for the organist. Okay, now you've got to finish the proverb. It's raining like what?
No. Cats and dogs.
Raining like cats and dogs. Right, you made some money. Oh, well, now you have a dollar. And you're going to have... How much of that dollar do you want to bet?
30 cents.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can make $1.30 now. What are you going to take to your second category?
Second category. That other one. Famous.
Would you like to clear your throat? I notice you're coughing.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Famous last words.
Famous last words. Let's see if you can make some money. Famous last... All right. Now, what would I be talking about if I said... This is a shortcut that will save us a lot of traffic jams. Now, what would the scene be if you heard those famous last words?
This would be a shortcut saving traffic jams.
Yeah, now, you no doubt, you have an automobile, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't? Well, you speak up a little bit louder.
No, I don't.
Okay. I hope you don't fall down on this because 30 cents hangs in the balance. You may have $1.30 if you answer.
Would you give it to me again?
You'd be out Sunday driving, wouldn't you? I'll help you with that one. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Then you've made $1.30. How much of $1.30 would you like to put on your third question? Third category.
Shoot the word.
You're going to spend the whole... $1.30. Okay, well, let's see if you can make some more money. Now, what's your third category?
There's one up there in the blackboard that I'm pointing to.
Oh, finish the proverbs, huh?
Yes.
Okay, then, here we go. This is your proverb. A stick in time saves how many? You've got to give me the number in order to make $2.60. Don't give her any help, please, Bill.
The organ player is telling me he's holding up three fingers.
No, well, don't you go by what the organ player says. He may not know the answer. Now, you have to complete this with a number. A stick in time saves how many? Remember, you may win $2.60. Don't give her any help, please.
I'm afraid.
A stitch in time. Say, hoo, hoo, quack, quack, hoo, 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 quack, quack.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I think you'd find it 8.5. But thanks for being a wonderful sport and being on our program. Make some money.
Well, we're going to get going now.
Yes, we do.
Time is up. We say the line of all. We're going to get started early. All right, let's
wait.
This is an afternoon program for ladies. Have you ever heard those kind of shows?
That's one kind. There's radios. Filled up with them all afternoon.
Oh, boy. Sure. You want to make money?
Usually it's some band leader whose band isn't doing so well. And he gets a half hour across
He's
the board.
Oh, right.
Then, what other types of shows do we have in the afternoon?
That's in my throat, you bum.
I don't know. Looks all right to me.
Here, hand me my third lead.
Right, there you go. Your atomizer?
What's that?
Your atomizer?
Ken, did you hear how he's talking to me?
Hey, that's another one of Eisen's brothers, Adam.
That's right.
Adam Eisen.
Never thought of him, no.
No?
Well, how about the music by the band?
I think that'd be swell.
Ken Wilson, Bill Green, in the middle of a riddle.
Bell for swell rackup.
Hey, Mary. Mary, you and Tex just arrived. You want to do this song?
What song? In the middle of a riddle?
Would you like to do that? It's a wonderful song.
There's Franz Winkler right there.
Franz Winkler, yeah, he did somebody. I'm very happy that they all made a record of this thing.
It sounds like the kind of a waltz we used to skate to.
Oh, it's
up and down the Zuyder Zee.
The gear.
In gear. The gear of sea.
You all ready, Tex?
I believe so, Bob.
Wait just a minute. I've got to explain a little of this to Mary. This is Broadly.
What?
This is the part I do that says Broadly.
Oh, all right.
And then you do the part that says Lightly.
Well, how light should I do it? Just tab it?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how after we get into it.
Just kind of patch it a little,
that's
eh?
Right. I'll
all
do the broad.
Right,
I'll do the broad part of it. Are you through? I wish I knew.
I'm in the middle of it. With you.
And you see, I'm up in a tree.
Right in the middle of a riddle, cause you won't belong to me.
Oh, I love you so.
I've got a feeling you're concealing something that I ought to know.
If you love me, say that you do.
I'm in the middle of a riddle over you.
Pretty good. Yes, you gonna do another chorus? Sounds like a circus, doesn't it? Right in the middle of a riddle, you won't belong to me. Though I show I love you so.
I've got a feeling. Don't you think it's a play much too loud?
That was one of them.
That's great. Now, remember, our honest city is great. Get your phone numbers ringing.
That was one of the best arrangements I've ever heard them play. I think that was great. Thanks to Albert Goetz and Franz Winkler.
Yeah, or...
for writing that song.
Albert. Now, I guess it's time to go over to the pipe-smoking club.
and the mysteries...
Put on our smoking jacket. I lit yours a few minutes ago, and it's smoking good.
Here, let me step on it.
All right.
Trouble with the smoking jacket.
Another of our stories from Dr. Ordway's book of famous mysteries.
I was at home, my palatial millionaire's mansion high above the Everglades, one late evening when I was reading poems by Edgar Guest. And they had hit me so hard, but a person close to me could have detected a cry in my eye.
I say, Dr. Ordway, I detect a cry in your eye.
Sobbing like...
Excuse me, that fly. It's a mistress. Here, I'll brush it off.
I'm sorry. Come over here, my faithful companion.
Tell me, Doctor, what are you crying about? It's not like you to cry.
These poems by Edgar Guest, they always do this to me.
They are rather sad. Hey, look at this one.
It says... It's a heap of living. That just hits me right here.
Doesn't matter much, be the buildings great or small, the hometown is the best town after all.
Sorry, please,
Dad, you'll have me crying here before I... I'll tell you why I came, Dr. Ordway. There's been a murder.
What? Wait till I turn off the music player.
There's been a murder down in Piccadilly Circle.
What?
Yes.
Who's been done in?
I don't know who it is, but I saw the man lying there with a knife in his back, a bullet hole through his head, a rope around his neck attached to a lamppost, and it looked like he'd taken poison.
Obviously a suicide.
Something's wrong with the man. He wouldn't answer me.
Here, follow me to the path.
I know.
Come on, boy.
Wait a moment. We don't have our horses here.
He acts off the silly on a broom.
Ah, here we are in Piccadilly Circle, I do believe.
Yes.
Great Scott, Doctor, the man is gone. He's disappeared plumb off on the face of the earth.
Who would have taken his stiff? I mean, who'd take the stiff away, you know what I mean?
I don't know, but I suspect foul play. Here, I have a letter which came by post just this morning.
Here, let me read it. Your new bridge work is done.
No, wait, that's the wrong one. That's the bill for my... Here, here's the new one.
This is the second notice on your first bridge.
No, wait a moment. Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, yes.
Well, you've got more bridge work than about
London Bridge there, you see?
Oh, yes.
The writing looks vaguely familiar.
Hand me my glasses, please.
Here they are.
Bottom of Coca-Cola bottle.
All right. Well, do you have three fingers in your glasses, or...
Please. Why, this is the work of a madman.
No, it's my handwriting.
Oh.
I was just testing you out to see if you were on the level. Now we've got to make tracks.
Okay, come on, let's bring him over here.
A few hours later, we find the strange visitor in Dr. Ordway's office once again, only Dr. Ordway isn't anywhere to be seen. The strange visitor seems to be rifling through Dr. Ordway's private desk. Oh, he only had a sound effect, huh?
Yeah, I should find this here somewhere. Here it is now. The letter I've been looking for, the letter which contaminates me, the letter which... The letter, what is the word?
Incriminates
me, yes. Here, I'll put it in my pocket and make a stealthy getaway. It's you, Dr.
Somebody's
Ordway.
Been tasting my porridge, eh? Get him up, Sprout.
And I've been sitting...
Come over here
in
the light where I can see you. Turn around. What were you doing in my room?
Nothing at all, Dr. Ordway. I just came back. I left my Homburg here. My wife wanted to make supper, and I had to come
here. Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to throw the cuffs on you.
Well, all right. Why don't
and
you give me a
whole pending further investigation, I'm holding you for murder.
And here to explain how he solved this complicated crime is Dr. Ordway himself.
Thank you very much. It seems the culprit guilty of the crime came to my office one evening at 9 o'clock and confessed.
Good night, all. Remember, Al Snacks Birdly Wine.
Huh? Finish it, will you?
Please. Is that the end? Oh,
yeah, I hate things like that. Those Latin American songs always end that way. They get... Da 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 da.
I don't know why they do that.
It's well,
somebody that coughs.
And you know they have to
cough. Expect
to
go.
But they don't.
To finish it, but they never do.
Well, there's only something worse than that is listening downstairs when somebody takes off their shoes. It's when you hear that third shoe come down.
Yeah, that's when you start to worry.
Well, now I think Ken and Bill are calling upon themselves to play music.
Yeah.
Clabbering up the dream a while, I reckon.
Oh, it's a beautiful one. Lovable home, folks. Oh, no. And yeah, that sounds like a theme on a soap opera.
Dream a while. Is that a new song, Ken?
Sure.
It sounds a little like it.
No.
It isn't?
When was?
1936.
MMCD 36.
What?
I don't know. I didn't ever read those copyrights in it.
Oh, I never can. I never know what year the library was built. And I'd love to know sometimes. It's always MVCLXX. I forget. I don't know.
Well, it can be pronounced any number of ways. But now I see it's preview time. Tomorrow's show will feature... Oh, no. Not musical preview.
And why on a trust bank when they do engraving? It was always come out the ye old truth bank.
Truth be told. Well,
what's the matter with those fellows? Can't they maybe you? It always has to be a breed. I can't understand that. Either that or it's a $5 sign. I don't know. But anyway, is that phone ringing, Bob?
No, it isn't.
Oh, my collar again.
Somebody knocking at the door, I think. Come in. Oh, it's you. Well, I'm afraid we'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out who the mysterious caller is, but no doubt we will. We didn't even go over to Linda's house today. This new time is kind of confusing.
Well, we'll go over to Linda's house tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go over twice. I don't think
we can stand that, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's time for us now to silently fold away, friends.
May we leave you with one thought, to keep smiling as you're dialing 2850.
Ah, that's it. The smile of the dial here at 850. Jen Wilson plays the organ, Bill Green, the piano player, and Claude Elliott, Ray Goulding, Newton Stevens, and our guest engineer. You did a fine job, too. Newt, congratulations. Stand up, let everybody look at you.
Our program is not deemed overseas today.
I want to thank Johnny for stepping on a thousand score windows. Right. Wonderful. I want to thank our producers, our writers, our big staff technicians that work on the show.
It's been swell. We'll be back in the fall with our new program tomorrow.
Back tomorrow at 1:35. Right if you get work and hang by your thumbs, friends. We'll say thank you 1,000 more.